Privates Tegan Norris and Louise Marshall went through Australian Army recruit training together, were posted to the same unit, and are now in Kabul. They're part of the Force Protection Element at Camp Kaga, working alongside male infantry soldiers. Private Norris is known as a guardian angel. She's always armed with at least a pistol and shadows Australian staff at Afghanistan's military academy.
The threat would be more of an insider threat, so the cadets themselves or some of the mentees as well. You've just got to have that relaxed nature to be able to speak to everyone normally, but also have that sharp eye to notice anything out of the normal.
Private Marshall says deploying to Afghanistan has been an eye-opening experience compared to her normal role in the Army's logistics unit.
When we first got here, we were on high alert, so everything felt a bit different because it was just a totally different country. We weren't expecting a lot of things. And then as it got more into it, we're 5 weeks in now, you get a bit more relaxed. You still notice a few little things that get your heart racing a little bit, but other than that, nothing really bothers us too much.
The two female soldiers aren't in the infantry, but they are in a frontline combat-like role in Afghanistan. There are only a handful of female guardian angels in the Australian Army, but they're needed in Afghanistan, where some classes at the military academy are only open to female officer cadets. Private Marshall underwent 3 months of infantry and weapons training and self-defence classes before deploying.
The 12 weeks that we had in practice got us all in a really good click. We all started getting along and we all started getting, doing the same things the boys sort of do. And once we got here, we really settled into doing the similar sort of role as the boys.
About 300 Australian soldiers are spread around Kabul contributing to the NATO-led Train, Advise and Assist mission. Australians aren't actively engaged in combat as part of Operation Resolute Support, but the city is still dangerous. In the past week, the airport was subjected to a significant rocket and mortar attack shortly after the arrival of the US Secretary of Defence, and a Danish military convoy travelling in Kabul was attacked by a suicide bomber. Navigating the streets of Kabul is one of the most dangerous jobs for the Australian Force Protection Element, and it's done in armoured vehicles. Corporal Andrew Norrie is a section commander in a Bushmaster vehicle. He takes Australian military staff between bases.
Because there is a high threat in Kabul city itself from a large number of insurgent groups, we are required to travel around in the PMV or protected mobility vehicle to protect those mentors themselves. The traffic is quite heavy in some situations and built up in some areas, so moving our large vehicles through that traffic is quite challenging at times, and it does take a lot of skill for the soldiers in my section to move through that.
He says the biggest risks his vehicle faces are rocket and mortar attacks, traffic accidents and suicide vehicle bombers.
So the training definitely kicks in. On the vehicles we have the weapon system on top, which we use to scan all the traffic so we can cover 360 degrees around our convoy. And the whole time the driver and the co-driver are scanning the traffic for any atmospherics that have changed. The whole time that we're out in Kabul City, there's always a risk of VBIED or vehicle-borne IEDs. So we have to keep an eye out for any kind of cars that are acting strangely or different from normal.